The KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and we welcome Lucy Smith is joining us this morning. Hi, Lucy.
I'm back. Good morning. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
And we've got the new guy that's in charge of the Flathead Food Bank. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. We expect many visits with you as you continue. Talk with me a little bit about what brought you to the food bank.
Yeah, great question. So born and raised in Kalispell, absolutely love the valley. Just so thankful to live in such a beautiful place. And I always worked in nonprofits, and as I was kind of looking around for a job, I thought, you know, what's one that just really resonates with my heart? And at the Flathead Food Bank, our mission statement is feeding the Flathead. And I thought, what's more crucial than putting food in somebody's hands than eat it?
Yeah. So you born and raised here?
Born and raised.
Yeah. Did you ever leave here?
I did, yeah. My first job out of college was actually in Bolivia. So lived in Los Angeles, lived in Bolivia. And talk about culture shock for both of them.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens to a lot of us. We're born and raised here, and then we go somewhere else to find our future and find our fortune, so to speak. And mm-hmm.
Then you spend decades trying to get back home.
Yeah, literally. I spent 40 years trying to get back home. But anyway, it's good to have you. Congratulations on your new gig. Lucy, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I was the tag-along today, and the reason is that the Flathead Food Bank is going to be having a second annual of their Feed the Need, is that right? And that event is on November 2nd, and I think Chris can probably give us more details about how that all is going. Yes. But last year, I know Courtney Sprunger and Frank Garner invited me to be part of it and to help. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, this is one of the many ways that the Flathead Food Bank is raising money so that they can continue to do their work. And as we all know, their work continues to expand because the needs as we grow are also growing. And so last year we had a lot of fun. Tommy Edwards was our musician last year also, and he's coming back. And what we did was just a big, everybody can come and you make the donation that you can at the door. There were food trucks, and we just had a blast. And then I put in a challenge. So we had a challenge match of $10,000, and they blew right through it. And so we thought we maybe would try that again. So that's why I'm here. But now I think really the stage can belong to Chris to tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks, Lucy. Yeah, just echoing what Lucy said, this is my favorite part of the job. I tell you what, working at the food bank, I'm a proud Montanan. I'm so thankful to be from here. But just the support that we get from the community is just absolutely amazing. I'll spend time in the pantry, and you just hear the most heartbreaking stories from the most incredible people. And then I get to pivot and work with people like Lucy and Tommy Edwards and so many great corporate sponsors that we have. So when I first jumped on, they said, hey, Tommy and Courtney and everybody wants to put on a concert. I said, that sounds like fun. I could go enjoy a concert. Yeah. So just like Lucy was saying, it's November 2nd, 7:30 at the Jewel Basin Recreation Center, donation at the door. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I think it's personally an event I would go to anyways.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
sure.
To know that it supports a good cause.
Well, that's a nice big venue, too.
Oh, it is.
Lots of room.
It's beautiful. And I wanted to mention Jim Lafferty as well. He's the owner and just a phenomenal guy. I was sharing with Lucy when I took this job, I thought it would be me and a small team of volunteers, you know, and employees pushing the boulder up the hill. But there's been so many incredible people that have come alongside us. But if anybody that's listening wants to come to the concert, it's going to be a great time, and it goes to such a good cause.
And it's basically whatever you want to pay at the door.
Exactly. Yep. It could be you know, $1. It could be $100. Yeah. It could be really whatever you feel like donating.
That's the format that you introduced last year, and it was very successful. Right?
It was very successful. And what I also loved about it was that we had wonderful music, and in between the sets, we also got to hear more stories from the food bank. So people really got to know the food bank. And I also loved the number of people who were there who I'd never met. Some of us who are kind of old timers around here think we've met everyone, but there's such a great community. And there was, of course, I obviously a lot of younger people than I, and that was a lot of fun. I love to see that our community has just never stopped developing its community of givers. And mm-hmm. so that's a good part of what we'll see on November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a Thursday night concert. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a school night, but so what? It's Friday.
That's right. I think they pretty well packed the house last time. They were selling tables, I believe, also. And then people were just coming and seating themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Tommy Edwards is on. Is anybody going to open for him, or does Tommy get the whole stage?
You know, I believe it's Tommy. Tommy kind of cracks me up. He reaches out and says, "Chris, what do you think for bands?" And I said, "You know what, Tommy, you are the expert. You know, this is your song and dance. You choose." So, Tommy Edwards reached out to a number of his friends, and there's a whole number of bands, people that have been on The Voice, America's Got Talent, absolute great. Mm-hmm. Lineup. So,
and that's right. That's how they did it last year too. And now I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. We've got mm-hmm. Clint Sherman, Benny Wiggs, special guest Kelly Sinclair. And I think this summarizes the Flathead Valley anymore. I go, holy cows! I can't believe these people are right here. Yeah. Such talented and giving people, right here in our backyard.
We heard a little snippet of Kelly Sinclair, and what a voice!
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we have any businesses that are sponsoring this year too that we should mention?
We've got a whole number of them, and I would actually hesitate to mention some of them because I'd feel bad to leave anybody off the list. But if people visit the flatheadfoodbank.com, mm-hmm. our website, we have a whole list of them, and then we'll have a number of banners up at the venue as well. Mm-hmm. But there's been such a generous outpouring. It's every day we get a phone call. Hey, can we be part of this? Can we be part of this? And I go, wow, you know, I thought I'd be chasing you guys down, but I swear it's half the valley, and we could not be more thankful. Right. On that note, you know, if I could mention as well, both from the businesses and the private donors as well. One thing that's really shocked me coming on to the food bank as executive director is just how far every dollar goes. You know, I know when I go to donate a dollar, $10, I think, gosh, if I'm being candid, is this going to buy, you know, the director a cup of coffee? And I do like coffee. where's this money going? One thing I'm really proud of at the food bank is 97.8% of all revenue that's donated goes directly to the food bank, to the programs. And then on top of that, we have such phenomenal buying power. We buy at a national scale through some other partnerships we have. And I mean, you talk about being able to stretch a dollar. So, you know, again, if somebody's thinking about going and they're thinking, man, if I throw a couple dollars in the entrance jar, is that going to make a difference? It does. It really does.
And you are going to continue to be challenged because food prices continue to go up, which means more and more people are going to be insecure when it comes to food.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, it's my very first day on the job. I was shocked. I was sitting in my office, which is up front, and it's loud and it's rambunctious in a good way. And I heard you know, this kid's voice. It was, you know, catch you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. Catch you later, crocodile. And I went, what? What's a kid doing in here? And I looked out there, and it is such a diverse crowd. I mean, we've seen a huge increase in veterans and elderly and children. I'll never forget the time that I got off the phone with my grandma, a woman that I absolutely love, and had the nicest conversation with her. And I pulled back into work, and there's a lady that looked just like my grandma going into the food bank. So food prices are increasing, and you know, just like everything else in the valley, the need's growing. But the response has been amazing.
And I know there's a lot of volunteers that help you there too, and they get that same sense of belonging and need being needed.
Yeah, yeah. The volunteers are absolutely the best. We've got a great crew of employees at the food bank, but we keep it to a small amount just so that we can be fiscally responsible, conservative, and then we just have the most amazing volunteer base, and they allow us to do so much with mm-hmm. what we have. So yeah, I'd like to thank those guys so much. And if anybody's ever interested in volunteering at the food bank, it's I had my grandma down there working the other day, and her and I were laughing and meeting the nicest people, and we're crying one moment and we're laughing the next. And I don't know if there's a more volunteer friendly place. I mean, come in mm-hmm. and we'll have you bagging groceries, putting together backpacks for kids that otherwise wouldn't have food on the weekend. We would love to have you visit our webpage or shoot us a call, and we will we will put you to work.
All right. You obviously had a vision for this job,
mm-hmm.
More than just keeping it going. Talk with me a little bit about your vision. What do you hope to do as your tenure as the executive director of the food bank?
Yeah, great question. The two big things that come to mind is, I was talking with Lucy a little bit in the lobby about really just treating our clients with dignity. My first job, as I mentioned, out of college was working overseas in microfinance, poverty alleviation. And I remember listening to the United Nations. They did this big report, the Millennium Goals, and they had the world's greatest economists, and they're trying to break down poverty. And what they found is Westerners, or you know, middle, upper class Americans, we define poverty as the lack of physical goods. You know, how big is my TV? How many cars do I have? How much money do I make? And they said, wait a minute, what if we actually talk to a poor person? And so they went out, they interviewed a lot of clients, and they found that poverty is that, but it's also a lack of dignity, it's a lack of respect, it's a lack of options. And so that's one of my main goals, is to really make sure that we're taking care of our clients, meeting both of their needs, both their physical needs, and giving them a safe, dignifying place when they come in. The other part that I'm really excited about is I feel like we have great partnerships with Browning, Libby, the North Valley Food Bank, and we're really focusing not only taking care of the people, you know, right around here in Kalispell, but also making sure that places like Coram, Kyla, Marion, Trigo, you name it, you know, anywhere in the Northwest is being taken care of. The last thing that we're trying to do is eventually we're looking at a remodel for the food bank, which will allow us to be a distribution center, and that will have just very positive, long-lasting effects for hopefully decades to come.
My experience touring the food bank was shock. I had no idea what a huge organization this is, what an operation it is. Those big walk-in theater, you know, for reefers with... you finally got the doors wide enough so you can drive the forklifts
right.
in.
Yep.
Because this stuff is stacked floor to ceiling all the way across with just everything you can imagine.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, it's, you know, I kind of laugh just being candid with you guys. Sometimes I go to the grocery store and I can barely shop for myself. And here I am, you know, shopping for so many people. I had to run the math two or three different times because I was like, there's no way. But we're on track to serve, well, we've already served about 250,000 meals this year alone.
Yeah.
So the need is just huge. But that's the other thing I wanted to give a shout out to as well, is we have so many great corporations here. We've got Walmart, Target, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks. So many of these places, they give us their excess food or food that, you know, they might have milk that's going to go bad in a couple of days.
Wow.
And they don't think they can get it out. And we say, man, we can definitely push it out the doors for you. So, yeah, the need is great. You stack it up to the ceiling, and, you know, the next week it's dwindling down. It's time for another order.
It's on somebody's dinner table.
It is, yeah.
Now, well, when are the days that people go in now?
Yeah, so Monday through Thursday. Yep, so Monday and Tuesday we have pantry hours. From about 9 in the morning till almost 2 o'clock, from 9 to 1:45. And then, so that's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then Wednesday, we do a little bit of a later day. We're open from 1:45 to 5 o'clock. We try to give that mm-hmm. evening. And that's just one of our programs. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's fun getting to meet you finally, Chris.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Chris Sigmore, and we'll... Of course, have many conversations with you. We've got upcoming holidays coming, and you guys have a big need to fill there.
Yeah.
So thanks, and Lucy, as always, thank you so
much.
Oh,
you're welcome. It's fun to team up with these great people.
Yeah, right.